Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Today, a word on the pro-life movement after the U.S. presidential race. Then, Kenya Hope searches for its next kingdom-minded leader. But first, Donald J. Trump will be the 47th president of the United States after the election was called early yesterday morning. Republicans also took majority in the U.S. House and Senate. For the pro-life movement, it was a bittersweet night. On one hand, the Republican Party's victory meant a defeat for Democrats and their radical pro-abortion agenda. On the other hand, abortion expansion laws were on the ballot in 10 states, and 7 states approved of them. Kurt Dillinger, founder and president of Life International, says,
"This clarifies what we need to be doing in this country on this issue. We need to be working at the state level on these issues and continue to help the church be the church on these issues in each of these states. When we do that, there's hope that we can change policies for life."
Ultimately, politics legislate action, but the gospel changes hearts.
The church can really be a reflection, as we're called to be that in Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God, be a reflection of Jesus Christ to our world. This, to me, is being pro-life.
We'll be back tomorrow with part 2 of this story, discussing the future of the pro-life movement and the church, both in the U.S. and around the world. Find your place in the story. Meanwhile, Mexico's constitution guarantees religious freedom, but evangelical Christians don't always see it lived out. Alejandro and Nayeli Vieira serve with Radio Encuentro Internacional, a partner of Trans World Radio in Mexico. When they launched several years ago, they openly shared their faith in Christ and invited listeners to go to church. The programs were incredibly popular. Speaking through a translator, the Vieiras said,
"The government found out that behind the earrings were believers, Christian believers, and that were encouraging the listeners to have a better life, a different point of view of life."
A series of letters from the government came their way, and an investigation began in 2021. This year, the government revoked their license to broadcast in 4 locations.
There is a close relationship between the Catholic Church and the government. The Catholic churches can have radio stations, but not the evangelicals.
Prison inmates are using their programs to study the Bible together. Children have received Christ too. Would you pray for a change in Mexico?
Pray for us to find a strategy to be able to share our faith in a way that doesn't bring any problem.
And Kenya Hope is looking to the future with new vision, and with that, searching for new leadership. Kenya Hope works with the local Kenyan believers to support widows, community water and health initiatives, and empower families through their Hope Centers, all in the name of Christ. Last year, Kenya Hope had 7 ministry sites among the Maasai people, but soon they hope to expand to 12 locations. Steve Holman with Kenya Hope says,
"Our board has approved an initiative of some major fundraising, which will take the next couple of years. And with all those new ministry locations, obviously there's infrastructure needs, practical things like classrooms and dining hall or cookhouses and faculty housing and things."
Yet with the sudden loss last year of their executive directors, Dave and Joy Mueller, Kenya Hope is in need of new leadership and looking for a new executive director.
It would take a step of faith for any person to say, "I'll be the next executive director of Kenya Hope." We're not looking to replace Dave and Joy Mueller. They were unique and irreplaceable, but we are confident that God's hand is on this ministry, and we're looking for a godly leader to have the skills to work with a multicultural team and have the ability to effectively present a compelling story.
Ask the Lord to raise up a godly leader to the helm of Kenya Hope. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.